In fits and starts, Obamacare, the Federal Affordable Care Act, is rolling out in Massachusetts and across the country. The federal program is modeled on the Massachusetts Health Care Reform Law, which has been the law of the land here since 2006. To find out more about what it means for Massachusetts residents who are beginning to sign up or re-enroll under this new federal program, and to find out if there are any problems here like there are elsewhere, we're joined now by the State Secretary of Health and Human Services, John Polanowicz. Good morning, Secretary, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.
Let me ask you, first of all, how many Massachusetts residents are affected by this and how?
So there's 150,000 Commonwealth Care members that have to enroll. They have more plans to choose from than they've had in the past. There are a number of individuals, about 100,000, Bob, that were formerly in Commonwealth Care, and we'll be automatically moving them over into MassHealth. So those individuals actually don't have to do anything. So it's really the 150,000 people that we're talking about right now.
I would imagine that one of the questions they're asking is my health care going to change? And what's the answer to that?
So the answer is a lot of the care that they were formerly receiving in the connector, the same plans are going to be available to them. In many instances, for those individuals, for instance, who had formerly just the health safety net, they actually are going to have better benefits because instead of just emergency care only that was available under the health safety net, preventative care, primary care, and other services are going to be available to them.
Are there implications for Medicaid and dental insurance in this?
We are offering dental for the first time. In fact, within the first hour of the connector going live, we sold our first dental plan here in the Commonwealth.
We know nationally, because we've been hearing about it, that there's some consumer confusion about the rollout, and there's been some great confusion among small businesses who are trying to navigate this without any healthcare experts on staff. Have we experienced that here in Massachusetts so far?
So we haven't. We have opened up the small business portal. So we actually have 10 plans in the portal now for the small businesses to shop from. We're very fortunate here in Massachusetts that we've had an exchange for a number of years and have used a lot of what we've learned over the past few years to enhance that experience.
All right, let me switch subjects here and ask you a quick question about the federal government shutdown. Is it impacting your health and human services department?
It is, Bob. You know, the federal government is not going to continue quarterly formula grants for TANF, you know, the temporary assistance for needy families, some social services block grants, the WIC program, the administrative costs have stopped. More importantly, the number of educational pay and pension benefits for over almost 400,000 Massachusetts veterans are going to be delayed. In fact, I was speaking with my Secretary of Veterans Affairs this morning about, you know, immediately almost 1,000 soldiers and airmen in the Guard are going to be affected by the shutdown. So we're looking at ways within the statutes to try to provide some one-time assistance to make sure that we can help bridge these individuals.
Using state funds?
We have the authority to do that under something called Chapter 115 in order to push funds out to cities and towns. And then we would work with the federal government in future years to try to recoup some of that money.
I was going to say that there must be a finite amount of state money available. So if the federal government shutdown is prolonged, what you're able to do temporarily, you likely won't be able to do in the long run. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. And I think what we're going to try to do here in the administration is really look at what options and opportunities we have and try to ensure that, you know, we protect as many individuals in the Commonwealth who are being impacted by this.
John Polanowicz, Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services, thank you for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob. Have a great day.